This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Opening day. Hi there, tacos and Steelers. How you guys doing? You're at Flo Bears Baseball tonight. Woo! In the meantime, now for all the TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Tia.
Come on.
And
there it is.
Because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box. The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Oh! There you go. Voice boom.
There it is.
All right. Your choices tonight. We have Seth Meyers. The Jimmys.
Fowler Kimmel.
Tomlinson.
Taylor.
Stephen Colbert.
Stephen.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It is right there. The title is guys have talented teams of writers helping come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Some entertainment news. Wheel of Fortune star Vanna White has made a surprising admission about her home life. Yeah. Turns out she's not very good at spelling.
The Ted Smith.
Yeah, all right. Damn it. I was fired up about that one, boys. I like this bed.
Yeah, got your little drugs there.
Huey Lewis.
Marvel has announced a star-studded cast of Avengers Doomsday. Thor will be played by Chris Hemsworth. Ant-Man will be played by Paul Rudd. And Doctor Strange will be played by RFK Jr.
Colbert.
It's Fallon.
Marvel just announced the star-studded cast of their upcoming movie, Avengers Doomsday. Thor will be played by Chris Hemsworth. Ant-Man will be played by Paul Rudd. And Doctor Strange will be played by RFK Jr.
And Peggy is Miles. Yeah, it doesn't sound like someone who knows a lot about health.
Gen Z gets ghosted and rejected more than any other generation. Yeah, between dating apps and the poor job market, Gen Z is constantly being turned down. They're getting rejected so often, they're basically construction workers catcalling ladies in the 90s.
Fat. Kimmel.
Tomlinson.
This new article put it really well. Gen Z gets ghosted and rejected more than any other generation. Yeah, between dating apps, the terrible job market, Gen Z is constantly being turned down. They're getting rejected so often, they're basically construction workers catcalling ladies in the 90s.
You know, that used to be a good part about being a construction worker.
That's right. Take off your shirt. Some chick across.
Wearing a hard hat.
She drinks some Pepsi watching you.
A new study found that the weight loss drug Wegovy could be connected to hair loss. Men are like, how do you want us, ladies? Fat and hairy or skinny and bald?
Ah, Fallon.
That is Fallon.
A new study found that the weight loss drug Wegovy could be linked to increased hair loss. Men are like, how do you want us, ladies? Fat and hairy or skinny and bald?
All right, so today I got a list here of the best fictional best friends from TV and movies.
Ooh.
Now,
fictional best, not the star, but the best friend of the person.
I mean, generally, they are kind of the stars of the show, too. And honestly, one of them on the list, they were not best friends till the end.
All right.
So keep that in mind. Animation is still involved. We'll start with Mike Hawk. Mike Hawk, do you have any ideas on this one?
Best friends.
From TV and movies.
From TV and movies. I wonder if we got to go with like Step Brothers.
That's not a bad call.
You know, because that was even a line in there. Did we just become best friends?
Didn't make the list. Miles Montgomery, do you have any calls?
Jeez, a whiz.
Best friends from TV and movies.
I might have one.
Chandler and Joey? I don't know.
You know what? That's not a bad call. And that's number 7 on the list.
All right, yeah.
Score 1 for Montgomery.
That's right. I got one for you, Ted.
Hang on. Let Throw get a chance.
Okay.
Stephen Throhill?
Shaggy and Scooby.
That's where I was going.
Shaggy and Scooby. Not on the list.
Oh, but he gave himself away.
Mike, that was your second guess?
That was my second guess, but I'm gonna change it up because I thought of another one. Sticking with cartoons, do we have Snoopy and Woodstock on there as far as best friends?
Oh, my God, yeah.
That's a negative.
Damn it.
What?
As far as the animation world goes, we have Woody and Buzz.
Oh, okay.
No.
They took a movie to get best friend shape.
No, but Woody and Buzz cannot compare to Snoopy and Woodstock. I'm sorry. I will die on that hill.
All right. You're going to have to. They didn't make top 10.
Steve's dead.
I'm dead.
Number 10 on the list was Seth and Ian from Superbad.
All right.
Okay.
Right? Pretty good movie.
You know what?
Good friends.
I'll even put on there that, you know, they started as good friends, but it was a toxic relationship.
Jonah
Hill was a bad friend, man, and he had to learn that in the movie.
Animation, they live under the sea.
Under the sea.
Lobster, Sebastian, and what's her face?
No, I'm going to go with Ariel and Flounder.
SpongeBob and Patrick.
Oh, damn it. I went Disney princess with
under
it. My
the
God.
Sea.
I'm disappointed in myself.
All right, I don't know if anybody's in here old enough to remember the show when it first broadcast. Man, this is going to be a deep one. Think of the title of the show and then her other female friend.
Ooh, show.
The title of the show. We talking like the Mary Tyler Moore Show?
Back farther than that. I think they were the first interracial couple.
Oh.
Lucy!
Oh.
Lucy and Ethel from I Love Lucy.
All right, that's wrong.
That is a deep reference. Yeah, nobody got it.
Yeah.
Jess, thanks for laughing at Lucy. We have Joey and Chandler from Friends.
There it is.
Close.
And then Mike, probably not your wife. Miles Thrill, I know your wives both watch the show. They used to get together. Grey's Anatomy, you have Meredith and Christina.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know that one.
I have to be honest with you, I never watched the show.
All right, this one I disagree with because, again, they didn't become buddies till the end of the film. But I'll tell you what, man. I'll be your wingman anytime.
Oh, my
Maverick
God.
Maverick and
Iceman.
Yeah, Iceman.
Maverick and Goose.
And Goose.
Oh, Goose.
Oh, I screwed up the wrong line. Maverick and Goose were friends.
Yeah, okay.
Goose died, though. Spoiler alert. Goose dies.
So we got a couple from the text here. We have Batman and Robin making the list.
They're co-workers more than friends. No. Batman was not friends with Robin. Batman did Robin the solid.
He almost adopted Robin.
Yeah.
By the way, you got Wayne and Garth from SNL.
All right.
Schwing. Selma and Louise.
All right.
Yeah, which I know that's supposed to be a woman empowerment movie, but at the end of the day, not a great ending.
Oh, no.
I mean, I have a lot of good friends.
Another dead character.
And then number one on the list was Bill and Ted from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Okay. That's a good pair of friends right there.
Mike, we got anything else there from the text line?
We had friends. We had Chip and Dale show up on the list, which I'll give them that. That was a good dynamic there. I put them on the same as, like, Pinky and the Brain. Yeah, they were co-workers, but they were also friends.
Okay.
And then you've also got Laverne and Shirley show up on the list.
Yes. Laverne and Shirley for sure, man.
I never did watch Laverne and Shirley.
Because you're stupid.
That was a cop drama, right? Or buddy cop?
No, that was
the sitcom,
they worked in a brewery.
Oh, okay. I don't know why I thought cops.
I like it. Laverne and Shirley. We're taking them down tonight.
It Shirley was kicked down the door. Definitely not a cop drama.
True stories from the streets of Milwaukee.
Well, you know, there's buddy cop shows and movies. It was like, all right, it's a lady buddy cop show and movie.
They were not bad.
Okay.
Let's see. I don't know why you do this, because we've already done Scooby-Doo a bunch of times. But there's a live-action Scooby-Doo series in the works. Did anybody watch the Scooby-Doo, like, kind of human movie?
Yes.
What'd you think, Mike?
I loved them. I grew up with them because Scooby-Doo was never really my cartoon growing up, but the live-action movies were awesome. You had Matthew Lillard playing Shaggy. You had Linda Cardellini playing Velma. That was awesome.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
Why does Velma keep getting hot?
Because there was I think it was the second movie. She's trying to attract somebody in there, and she wore this tight leather orange suit. And by God, she looked fantastic in it. And there's also...
So it's really not about the plot, you're saying.
Well, the plot was fine.
That's like saying Catwoman's my favorite part of Batman.
Well, no, that one was awful. That movie sucked.
Right, but Catwoman's hot.
Well, yeah. But there was more to it than that.
I found out I was standing next to Matthew Lillard. Me and my wife were going to a
Can you say his name five times fast?
Whatever. No. A performance show, and I'm talking the stuff I always talk. And this guy kept turning around smiling, that his girlfriend's all weird. And finally I said to my wife, like, what the F is her problem? And my wife goes, you're talking to Matthew Lillard. And I said, who is that?
There's
a guy from she's like Shaggy, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna act like
he was also
I don't
in Scream.
That.
Yes, he was.
I said I would act like I don't know that
Five
and
Nights
treat him with respect. And so we kept talking. Finally, I realized who he was. We had a fantastic episode. My point is this: Matthew Lillard, lovely man,
nice guy.
He's absolutely wonderful. No idea who that. I know his name. I did not know that it was him standing next to me, so I was still me.
I'm going against my own instinct. Was this in Miami?
No, man, this was in Seattle, the Paramount.
Oh, no kidding.
John Batiste, if you get the chance to see him do it. Yeah, he was alive for John Batiste, man. And
that makes sense that Shaggy would be there.
No,
John Batiste?
It doesn't at all, but there he was.
I know what you're all asking. Miles keeps asking me, he's like, Ted, what are we watching tonight? I did watch some new shows. I have some recommendations. But the number one thing is, that's why we're down here today. Mariners baseball is back, folks.
That's right.
Game one. We got everything riding. We can't lose. Let's go out there. Let's get a W, Mariners.
Let's go.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. We're live from Pioneer Tacos and Tequila. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Three teenagers chase her mom with knives after she turned off their Wi-Fi. Meanwhile, a babysitter finds out that under the bed, that's where the sleeping monsters lie. The good, a man receives an organ transplant. The bad, it had rabies inside. An artist draws a 75-mile work of art. It was thick and one-eyed. And a small plane crashes into a lake in Alaska. Good news, the lake was frozen. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We go to Norway, where there's a jogger that's right up Miles' alley. He, like so many others, likes to run in specific patterns with the idea of creating art by mapping his runs and creating pieces of art. But he's not creating floral pieces nor kitten in his running routes. No, no. He's creating male genitalia.
Yes.
The runner's been given the nickname that alludes to the unorthodox artist known as Banksy, and they're lovingly dubbing him. You know what they're calling him, Miles? They're calling him Wanksy.
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 He 75 miles.
Exactly. So among the many pictures that he's drawn after a run, they all seem to contain a member of the male genitalia. One such features a beloved holiday character towards the end of the year there who seemingly has one approaching his face. But he's in the news because he believes that he's broken a record. After running an astounding 75 miles, as you said there, over the course of 12 hours, our artist has created what could be the world's largest penis drawing, which spans several counties, towns, and villages, all for the purpose of a
laugh. Largest.
And a little fundy fundraising for charity.
It's the largest.
The guy did over 3 marathons in one run.
No kidding.
I mean, that regardless of whatever he did, that's impressive.
It's insane.
Who's the Christmas character?
the main one.
Oh, Santa?
Yeah, they got Santa with one flying right at him.
That makes him Kris Kringle.
Oh, no.
Damn it.
In other news, we go to Michigan for more Oregon news. Not much was disclosed about this story due to the nature of the content, but what we do know is that a patient went to the hospital with the idea that they would be getting a simple organ transplant. The surgery
kind
was...
Kind of organ, Mike.
Yeah.
A very simple one.
I have no idea what it is, but the surgery was successful and all seemed well, except the patient did unfortunately pass shortly afterward, but that might have something to do with the organ that they were given. While it was intact, it was anything but healthy as it contained the rabies virus. The CDC has launched an investigation into the incident.
Did you know that? It's not funny. It is not funny. But my God, man.
It's insane.
Yes. They test you for everything. And this guy got a transplant of an organ.
Did you guys know that Elton John loves playing the piano?
Oh my God.
But he really likes an organ.
I got it, Miles.
Sorry.
Have we been sitting on Elton John jokes?
I've got him.
He's got him.
All right.
He knows how to tell him.
I cleaned that up, by the way.
Why in the world would a hospital ever be carrying an organ containing rabies?
Okay, I'll tell you why. Because typically it takes a while for rabies to set in. So, gotcha. I mean, you might have rabies and not know it.
But they, you think it was just laying dormant in there?
The organs is the idea. The idea is that if I get an organ transplant, you didn't just get it. You took whatever amount of days. It had rabies, man. Dude got rabies. Rabies.
It's insane. We go to Kansas for a terrifying story. It's well known that kids have imaginations that run wild, and they strike the hardest when it comes to bedtime. Many a monster has been spotted or heard in basements, attics, closets, and most of all, under the bed. Now, some brave parents go above and beyond for their children and search out these areas to either eradicate the monsters or prove that they were never there. But sometimes the adults feel a little twinge of fear themselves, and for a good reason. A babysitter in Kansas was asked if she could check under the bed of the child that she was watching on reports of a monster that was hiding under there. You can imagine the pure shock on our babysitter's face, as there was actually something to be afraid of. An unidentified man. Just a random dude was under this bed.
That is terrifying.
Okay. Also, he had lived there before. They had an order against that guy.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. And for some reason, I think he's not all there.
I agree.
But he kept coming back thinking, I'm going to go back to my bedroom. I'm sleeping in there.
So a short scuffle ensued, and the trespasser fled the scene but was picked up by police the next day, and he's facing several charges. No injuries were reported. But that's what I was thinking, Miles. I don't think he was there for any specific
person.
No,
he was not. He's
under a random kid's bed.
The guy is a little imbalanced.
Also, the hardest part is, like, how are they ever going to put that kid to sleep again?
They're not.
That kid legit thinks monsters are real and live under the bed.
Right.
Yes.
They actually found one.
And his name is Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Whatever the guy's name was.
How old was the kid?
Young enough to where they needed a babysitter.
Several kids. They're young.
Right. Yeah. Jesus. That's a nightmare.
Yeah, no kidding. Look. I don't know about you guys, but if my nephew wants me to check under the bed or something like that, I know there's nothing under there. However, I'm like, shoot, there might be something under there, man. If there's actually a dude staring back at me when I open that.
That's why he told her, I just saw this guy underneath my bed.
Oh, my God, dude. Mike, I'm with you. I'd be like, whatever. I'll come up and check in like 10 minutes.
Jeez.
Why don't you just close your eyes? Try to go to sleep again. Like, no, there's a real intruder in here.
There's actually a guy in here, man. More fun with kids, we go to Houston. Three teenagers are on their way to juvie for assaulting their mother. The three girls, aged 14, 15, and 16, armed themselves with kitchen knives and began to chase their mother around the house and eventually outside onto the street, where they resorted to hurling bricks and her dear old mom, at their dear old mom, with the grandmother stepping in to stop the attack however she could. Officers were called and the three were taken into custody, but the reason for the attack is a simple crime that their mother committed of turning off the Wi-Fi.
That's a big one.
That's three high school kids going after their moms with knives because of that.
Because of the Wi-Fi. Is that not insane?
Glad to be a parent.
But just in case those stories have a bad taste in your mouth, you're not going to hear, Alan. There's some good news. We go to Alaska, where a bad scene had a good outcome. A small plane flying in the area caught the attention of officials when it was late for its arrival at the local airfield. The father of the missing pilot was reported to local media and that the last ping from his son's phone happened around 5 in the evening, and he never heard from him again. A National Guard service and rescue squad were dispatched, and they searched the area for survivors. Eventually, a good Samaritan was walking around the area and spotted the downed plane as well as all three of its passengers, all walking around looking for help. They were totally fine. The three were brought home safe and sound after being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. The fact that all three survived a plane crash and were able to get home to tell the
tale. Did you see that guy was not a pilot licensed to fly with other people? Kind of like when you're 16
and
you can't have your friends in the car?
Oh, my God. Yes. No, I did not see that. Oh, shoot. I don't think I have my news bed on here. Oh, nope. I don't have my 100 reports. Yeah.
Now, breaking news from my car.
There we go. I'm just going to keep it on there. I don't care. Lights. Men's Room Sports are brought to you by the fun folks at Sports On What. As far as what you're going to watch tonight, we've got NBA basketball, college tournament hoops featuring the Maryland Terrapins.
Let's go, Terps!
NHL hockey, the Kraken are in town hosting the Edmonton Oilers just down the road. And, of course, it's opening day, and there's MLB baseball tonight featuring your Seattle Mariners here at home at T-Mobile Park. Just a stone's throw away from Pioneer Tacos and Tequila. Find out where and when to watch all those games. One convenient location. It is called the Sports On What app. As far as your weather, we got a little rain early on to kick things off this evening, and that'll settle into cloudy skies overnight, leading into Friday, where we are expecting steady rain. Yep, steady rain throughout the day with a high of 53. That is it for headlines. With that, Pioneer Tacos and Tequila.
Thank
my knock is out.
We appreciate it, man. It's been an awesome afternoon, for sure. I will see you tomorrow. Ted versus the FCC and a Bad Choice Friday. Yes, indeed. By the way, all of us are honored to be here. Thank you for coming out, man. To Pioneer Tacos and Tequilas, all of you that are here, do what you do best, and for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This has been taped before a live studio audience. Provided by Fantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.